counties are getting ready to update their voting equipment under new rules from the Pennsylvania Department of State. WPSU's Ann Danahy reports the change means counties need system with voter-verified paper trails in time for the 2020 elections.
Okay. All right. So I'm not going to do street parties, so I'll just go next.
Zane Swanger is testing out one of the new voting systems that Pennsylvanians could be using in elections starting next year. The state's holding 5 voting system expos, including this one in State College. There are different types of machines for poll workers and the public to try out as counties weigh which ones to get.
Okay, so it won't even let me vote for overvotes, so
right,
good.
Right.
Okay.
After he taps on a screen to make his choices, including a write-in candidate, Swanger's ballot is printed out.
Everything matches up well. It shows a clear indication, not just on the screen of all the selections I made, but also on the card that prints out, also shows all the selections made, which are matching. So from there, I guess we could take it to
the scanner.
Okay.
With that, he casts his vote by sliding the ballot in the top of the ballot reader. Swanger is the director of elections in Mifflin County. This is the third time he's seen the equipment.
Actually made a few mistakes. I didn't place it in the correct slot, but it still accepted the vote properly. So kind of things like that I like to test out to see, because I know voters aren't going to follow the expected way you're doing it. You have to expect that a different situation may occur.
Mifflin Center and 15 other counties in Pennsylvania already use primarily paper ballots, but most counties do not. That's a problem the Pennsylvania Department of State is trying to correct. The state has committed to moving to voter-verifiable paper trails, what some call the gold standard for fair elections.
It's really about making sure Pennsylvanians are using the most secure, most auditable, most accessible voting equipment.
Jonathan Marks is commissioner of the State Bureau of Commissions, Elections, and Legislation. The voting equipment most counties use is computerized and about 15 years old.
I have 2 phones. I have a personal iPhone and a work iPhone, and neither one of them is 3 years old, so... You know, when you're talking about computerized equipment, 15 years is a long time.
In 2002, Congress passed the Help America Vote Act. It came after the Bush versus Gore election, when the spotlight fell on butterfly ballots, dangling chads, and other election problems. The idea was to get rid of old voting systems and set national standards.
So people were looking at computerized voting equipment as a panacea for all of those ills, and they did provide a really good solution for that. Unfortunately, the touchscreens also created a controversy around the auditability of elections. So I think what we're going to have in the end is the perfect combination of technology. We're not throwing the technology out, but also the auditability of paper.
So far, Pennsylvania has certified 2 of the new voting systems, a third is finishing the process, and several others are on the way. Between federal funding and a state match, Pennsylvania has about $14 million available for counties. But that won't be enough to cover the costs. Counties estimate the upgrades will cost about $125 million statewide. According to the Department of State, Governor Wolf plans to work with the General Assembly to find ways to help counties pay for the systems. Blair County has been getting ready for the change, putting money in a bond. Sarah Seymour is that county's elections director. She's one of the people at a crowded voting machine demonstration the county held this fall. They started looking for new machines last year. The company that makes their current machines said they would stop offering maintenance for them in 2020.
We get a lot of feedback from our office, and today that, you know, voters, poll workers are looking for that actual paper, you know, to vote on the paper and to have that paper record for in case there's a problem or a recount.
Blair County Commissioner Ted Beam says it was important to get input from the public and the poll workers who will be the ones using the machines.
We would like to have them in place for next year, for November of 2019. It would give our poll workers an election to work with them and have get used to them prior to the big onslaught of voters that will come with the presidential election in 2020. So we're aiming for that goal.
Center County got rid of its touchscreen machines in 2008 and went back to paper ballots. But even counties that use paper ballots have to upgrade. Mary Valero was one of the local residents who pushed the county to go with paper ballots.
I was really happy that our state has required a paper ballot. I'm really hopeful that we'll have that in time for the next presidential election.
A poll worker in Unionville, Valero does have concerns. Some of the new machines read a barcode that's printed on the ballot rather than the mark made by the voter.
We're advocating for something we can all read, so there's no question. There's no doubt.
The state says the use of barcodes on ballots is secure. Matthew Westner is an associate professor of political science at Penn State Harrisburg. His concerns with paperless voting predate news of Russian meddling.
I've been concerned for more than a decade that the move to computer voting systems not only invites mischief, but it invites the fear of mischief, so that even if the voting systems are working exactly as they should, people's belief that they could be hacked will undermine the democratic process and make the winners seem illegitimate.
Westner says physical evidence is harder to fake in an election, at least in large quantities, and paper ballots mean the public can see those votes being counted.
When you move to a computer system, you have some nerd like Bill Gates who scans a hard drive and announces who the winner is. There's nothing that's open to the public that can show that they were reporting real results.
But Governor Wolf's push to move to paper voting does have opponents. One Republican state senator plans to introduce legislation stopping the state from forcing counties to buy new machines. The state says the new systems are fully auditable and will allow for more robust and accurate audits. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.